This Downtown Sports rant is being brought to you ad-free by Digital Market Battles, the marketing agency that will help your business fill their pipeline with high-value leads. They will meet your conversion goals no matter what. Just head on over to digitalmarketbattles.com to get your discovery call done today. Jonathan Pariente, the Beast of the East, here with you. Hello, my friends and neighbors. And Malph, I'll keep my promise. I always do. And I will deliver an NHL rant for each and every one of you. And today kicks off the Stanley Cup playoffs, Game 1. The Rangers will play their Game 1 tomorrow against the Washington Capitals at Madison Square Garden. And for the Rangers, it's been quite an incredible season. Started off a little slow, but once we got after the All-Star break, the Rangers went on a tear where they only lost 7 games. Rangers went 26-7-1 for the second half of the season. They swept the Bruins, won 3 out of 4 against the Islanders, beat Dallas, beat Colorado. The Rangers had to go through a gauntlet, if you will, for the final 32 games of the year. But here the Rangers are, the number one seed at 114 points. They won the President's Trophy, and they're looking to snap a curse for the last 10 years for teams that have won the President's Trophy but never go deep in the playoffs. And I think when you look at the Rangers and what they have in front of them, I think the Rangers now, compared to maybe 10 years ago when they last won the trophy in 2015, President's Trophy, and really when you look at how the Rangers were built back in the days of Tortorella about 10 years ago again, this Rangers team, I think now, has as good a chance as anyone to possibly win the Cup this year. This Ranger team is on a mission. Last year, the Rangers made it into the playoffs, but they were eliminated in 7 games by the Devils in round 1. And a lot of things had to happen back then. A lot of things changed during that time. Gerard Gallant was let go. I love Gerard Gallant. I thought he was a great coach. Very solid. Guy knew how to win. The problem with Gallant was this, and it showed in the playoffs. He could not make adjustments on the fly if a particular line was not clicking. Part of the other problem you saw, Artemi Panarin was really hesitant to score goals last year. He had assists, he was solid there, but he barely cracked over 20 goals. The rest of the team also just was not finding its niche. Kako was not playing well, Lafreniere was not playing well, Trouba was struggling. The Rangers just were missing something last year. So the Rangers went out during the offseason of this season. And they made changes. They did make adjustments. And some of the key moves they made, for one, was getting a solid backup goalie. How about getting a Stanley Cup winning goalie in Jonathan Quick, who also beat the Rangers in 2014 back when he was with the LA Kings. He went on this year to become the winningest American-born goalie in the NHL. And of course, he's a local kid from Connecticut, so he knows a thing or two about playing in a tri-state area and the magnifications of playing in a city like this. The Rangers also went out and signed a veteran defenseman in Blake Wheeler. Unfortunately, he got injured early in the season, and he was out for the rest of the year. But the next big change was a coaching change. I mentioned how Gerard Gallant was let go. So the Rangers went out there and decided to get another coach that knew a thing or two about winning a cup. And that's Peter Laviolette. And he's been very successful as one of the great American-born coaches in the NHL. Coached the Hurricanes to a Stanley Cup back in 2005. And then you see the run he went on when he coached the Flyers and led them to the Stanley Cup final a few years back. They ended up falling in the finals, but the run he took the Flyers on was not forgotten, including coming back from an 0-3 deficit during that playoff run as well. Now, what has changed with Peter Laviolette at the helm, I can tell you quite a bunch. And the big change was amongst, well, some of the Rangers that struggled last year. I talk about people like Artemi Panarin. This year, Panarin put together 120 points, including 49 goals. I mean, isn't that insane? Last year, Panarin struggled to even score 20 goals a year ago. He did okay that last year, but it wasn't a typical Panarin year. And maybe, was Gerard Gallant holding him back? I think it's probably fair to say yes. Because last year, Panarin was not putting up nearly the numbers he put up this year. And that says a lot. So this year, Panarin put together a total of 120 points, 49 goals, and 71 assists. And boy, the Rangers have had some amazing moments with Panarin here and all the other Rangers. Not just him. Alexei Lafreniere, who had the most, I think, the most improved year among any of the new Rangers. Remember, Rangers drafted him number one in 2020. He was still kind of finding his niche, kind of finding out who he was as a player. It takes time, obviously, when you sign a big, when you sign a big name in the early round of a draft, you know, in this case, the number one pick. You started to see signs that he could become that scorer. It was just a matter of time of when he would find it. And this year, Alexei Lafreniere put up 28 goals and 29 assists for a total of 57 points. And again, that's pretty solid. I mean, you love what he has done this year. You love the adjustments he's made. And the key was also putting him on the top line with Chris Kreider, who also has a dominant season, 39 goals to 36 assists, so 75 points. When these guys are scoring like this, it makes everyone else's job easy. And with Kreider, who can deflect goals at the net, Lafreniere, who has incredible skill, Panarin with the incredible ability to find his place on the ice and just incredible spacing he creates for all his other scores, you see how much more cohesive this Ranger team looks. And the difference is night and day. And also, some good young kids have also joined the fray and have really added to this Rangers attack. Will Cooley has been a tremendous rookie this year. Okay, didn't have a lot of points, but 13 goals for just 22 years old, and you know, really just first, kind of more playing like as a left winger and plays like maybe on like the third, fourth line. But he put together 13 goals, 21 points total. You have to love that. I mean, it's really solid for just his first year. Vincent Trocheck, he's continued a strong bounce-back season from a year ago, too. Trocheck put together 25 goals to 52 assists for a total of 77 points. And I didn't even mention, of course, our big defenseman, Adam Fox, who has continued at 26 now, put together 17 goals and 56 assists for a total of 73 points. So look at how spread out the scoring is for each of these Rangers I've just mentioned. For Kreider, for Fox, for Panarin, for Lafreniere. And you know who I didn't even mention even at the top of this? I forgot one more name. And that's Mika Zibanejad. I didn't even mention Zibanejad. And he's not really had maybe a year that would blow anybody away. But 26 goals to 46 assists for a total of 72 points. So every one of these Rangers that you have heard just now, every one of them has carried this team in their own way. Every one of these guys are capable of taking over a game. So the Rangers have a scoring threat from about seven players. I mean, just think about that. With this team now, with Laviolette running things, this Ranger offense now finally woke up. This Rangers offense can finally score goals at will, something they couldn't do a year ago under Gerard Gallant. What might have been the secret? Was Gallant holding the team back? It certainly seems like it, because now you're seeing all these players having career seasons. You saw Panarin have his best goal-scoring year in about 3-4 years. You've seen Fox become their top assist man. You've seen Kreider still be that presence at the net. The difference is night and day. But now the real work is going to begin if you're the Rangers now. And it will not be an easy run to get here. There are seven other teams behind the Rangers that are all looking to knock them off the mountain. And the first one will be the Washington Capitals. The Rangers play the Capitals tomorrow at the Garden, and it will be a battle. And I can assure you the Rangers and Capitals playoff matchups, oh, they go back over 10 years. Now, the Rangers in those series of late had the better of the Capitals in them, but the Capitals and the Rangers rivalry has a lot of history. In total, these teams have met altogether just under 300 times, 299 total. In the postseason, the results are basically split. The Capitals, by a slim margin, are 28-27 in their playoff matchups against the Rangers. The most recent run the Rangers have had, the Rangers defeated the Capitals in 2009 in the conference. Oh, sorry, the Capitals won that in 2009 and 2011. They beat the Rangers in the conference quarters. But then the last three from that point on, the 2012 conference semifinals, Rangers beat the Caps in seven. The 2013 conference quarterfinals, Rangers beat the Caps in seven. And then 2015 in the second round, Rangers again beat the Caps in seven. So you're playing now Alex Ovechkin. He is now getting into his age 37 season. So he's still a top scorer. There's no doubt about it. But this Capitals team is not as strong as it was in years past. But knowing Ovechkin is out there and he's still playing, you know the Rangers are going to have to be careful. If you take away Ovechkin, then you like the Rangers' chances. But they're going to have to come out ready. They're going to have to come out playing physical. They're going to have to come out and attack this team. Because one thing we have really looked at with the Rangers, and this has still been a problem for them in the playoffs. The Rangers do not always have that physical, hard-hitting, fighting presence when you're playing playoff hockey. And you have to understand that when you're playing in the playoffs, you can't just rely on finesse and fancy skating. Yeah, it'll score you goals, but there's going to be defensemen out there that are going to come out swinging. They're going to come out looking to pummel you into the boards. And on top of that, you're going to see teams scoring ugly goals. Something the Rangers really haven't done a lot of this season. So you're going to have to play dirty in the playoffs a little bit. You're going to have to score ugly goals. You're going to have to play with an edge. That's how we determine a Stanley Cup champion, is are you willing to take that extra hit for your teammate? Are you willing to take one for the team? Now, the Rangers did call up a young kid who serves all those qualities for a top defenseman and not afraid to get into fights, which we have seen him do quite a bit, and that is Matt Rempe. He's already become a fan favorite at the Garden. He's a big 6'7 defenseman, just 21 years old. And I feel he's going to play a key difference also in these playoffs and what he will bring to the table. And when you're facing the Capitals in round one and knowing Tom Wilson is right across the ice from you, who has been known to have a lot of instances where he's injured players, the Rangers are going to have to be ready for that. And I can assure you, I don't think they forgot about what happened 3 years ago. Tom Wilson punched Pavel Buchnevich, who was former Ranger, for being aggressive toward his teammate, which was kind of a little ridiculous. But there was a time also where Ovechkin got where. Sorry, there was a time where Panarin got injured by Tom Wilson. We have not forgotten that. We have not forgotten that. So the Rangers are going to have to come out ready, knowing Tom Wilson is going to be playing physical. You know the Capitals are going to bring a fighting edge to their game. Do not underestimate the Caps, though, because they're a number 8 seed. At the same time, the Islanders made it in as number 7, and they're going to play Carolina in round 1. So this is not going to be any form of an easy match, and you're going to have to understand, for the Rangers to get by Washington, they will need to score goals, but they have to show the rest of the league that they're not to be messed with either. So they have to be willing to play with an edge. something that this team has been missing. And this is where you wish they had Blake Wheeler. Unfortunately, they don't have him here. So Rempe's going to have to be that guy, to be that physical presence. Fox may have to get a little physical and get a little more aggressive towards the opposing team's defensemen. Rangers have to not play scared. If they don't play scared, they win this series. As for the rest of the playoffs, and it will be a very interesting matchup, the number one seed Rangers are playing the Caps, as we've said. The number two seed, the Carolina Hurricanes, are going to play the number seven seed, the Islanders. The number three seed, the Florida Panthers, are going to play the number six seed in the Lightning. And the Boston Bruins will play the number five ranked Toronto Maple Leafs in an original six matchup. Couldn't ask for anything better, right, to have a opening round of the playoffs having an original six. I would have liked to have also seen, if unfortunately this did not happen, if the Red Wings had won, we could have seen the Rangers play the Red Wings, and that could have been another original six. That would have been, to have two in the first round would have been insane. When you look at the Western Conference, the Dallas Stars clinched the number one seed with 113 points, just 1 point below the Rangers. They play the number eight seed, and this is a little shocking to see this particular team at eight, and that's the Vegas Golden Knights. This is a team that had finished usually in the top four. To see them at number eight really goes to show this has not been one of their sharpest seasons. But the Golden Knights are still a threat. This team has won a cup. And just so you know, the Dallas Stars will have to be prepared for the strong goaltending and good goal scoring the Knights bring to the table. The number two seed are the Winnipeg Jets at 110 points. And they will play another team that's won the Stanley Cup in years past. And I already mentioned him. Jonathan Quick played a big role in that. And that's the LA Kings. The number three seed, the Vancouver Canucks, 109 points, will play the number six seed, the Nashville Predators. And finally, the number four seed and recently also a Stanley Cup champion, the Colorado Avalanche. Little surprising to see them at four, but you know, it's still 107 points, a very strong season. Again, the Avalanche are just playing in a very stacked Western Conference this year. They will play the number five seed, Connor McDavid, and the Edmonton Oilers. And Connor McDavid's had quite a season this year, over putting together 100 assists. Only the fourth time a player like that has scored 100 assists. The last one to do it was Wayne Gretzky. The Oilers have a lot of scoring on their team, and I think the Avalanche are going to have to be ready for it. If Connor McDavid's not doing it, Leon Draisaitl can do it. But the Avalanche will have a very even matchup for them going for them as well. Nathan MacKinnon is one of their top scorers, along with Cale Makar, their top defenseman. So this will be a good fight here between Colorado and Edmonton. Canucks, you have Quinn Hughes. He's been very dominant. What a year he has had. The third of the brothers of Jack and Jared Hughes. I'm sorry, Luke Hughes. There, Luke and Jack Hughes, who are both on the Devils. They're not in the playoffs this year. But Quinn Hughes is going to play a big role in what he will bring for the Canucks. So definitely look for Vancouver to also be a team that you'll want to look out for. So this is going to be a really strong, I think a very exciting Stanley Cup playoffs that we're going to see this year in both the East and the West. So now it will all come down to, can the Rangers go deep? Can the Rangers win the Cup? They have won the Stanley Cup before when they won a President's Trophy. That was all the way back in 1994, from 30 years ago. The Rangers then went on to win the President's Trophy in 2015, a year after they had gone to the Stanley Cup Final in 2014. So now the key will be this. The last 10 years has been rough for any team that won the President's Trophy. They were bounced in round one, maybe for round two. So this will be a way, can the Rangers break this curse? Can they be a team that can finally defy the odds and end the curse of a President's Trophy winner not going deep in the playoffs? Well, we're going to find all of that out. We're going to find everything out as soon as the hockey playoffs begin. And they will begin tonight, the Rangers that will play tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. We'll see who has that dominant run. But for the Rangers, they have to play their game, but they also have to play with an edge. If they show any signs of fear, then their season in the playoffs will be over before it even began. You can listen to Downtown Sports on 23 different platforms. We're on Spotify, Spotify for Podcasters, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Bullhorn, Podbay, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, Verbal, Castro.fm, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Audible, Podvine, Podyssey, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, and TuneIn. Episodes, rants, digital, market battle, specials every week. We are Downtown Sports, and we are where sports come home. Myself in the mouth will be back on Monday for our next Downtown Sports episode. We hope to bring in Dr. Kate to join us to discuss the recent slew of injuries in baseball among pitchers, which has really been happening at an alarming rate this year. And we also will dive into the NBA playoffs and dive into how the Knicks will fare when they play the Sixers, and their game will be today, 6 o'clock this evening at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks made it in as a number 2 seed. Will they have a deep run? Can they be a dark horse in the playoffs this year? We'll find all that out and more. But for now, Jonathan Cariente, the Beast of the East, saying goodbye.